Happy. Jacaranda
FM. Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
And these are the temperatures for the day before the Easter weekend. Pretoria up to 23, Joburg and Mbombela a high of 21 today.
Marcel says there's been an accident on the N1 between the R21 and John Foster.
In your sport, Connaught head coach Pete Wilkins has resigned ahead of a two-match URC tour of South Africa. And a Gabonese footballer has died after reportedly falling from a building in China.
We start in Rivonia in Johannesburg, where a video was shot that shocked the whole country and shows how the driver of a 4x4 bucky repeatedly drove over another man in broad daylight.
The witness who took that video also called an ambulance and also called the police, and he chased the guy. He lost him. I witnessed the incident at 20 past 4. By 25 to 5, the paramedics had arrived and were working on the victim because he was lying face down.
Sarah Britton was one of the eyewitnesses of the incident that she says happened on the 5th of April already in broad daylight. Britton told Breakfast with Martin Bester she saw the bucky driving off after the incident at the intersection of Autumn Road and 12th Avenue. She assisted on the scene where the victim was later declared dead. Gauteng police have confirmed that a case of murder is under investigation. So far, no one has been arrested. In Mpumalanga, two members of the eMalahleni local municipality are expected to appear in the local magistrate's court today on charges of corruption. They were arrested at the Witbank Dam yesterday while accepting a 20,000 rand bribe. Police say the two councillors of 54 and 55 years old apparently demanded a bribe of R500,000 from an individual in order to extend a lease agreement. Two luxury vehicles were also seized on the scene. In Ekurhuleni, Metro Police and various security services seized boxes of scheduled 5 and 6 medication suspected to be illegally sold and distributed.
Three male suspects between the ages of 37 and 51 were intercepted at the house as they were about to offload lithium batteries.
Metro Police spokesperson Dabiz Makhada says inverters and cash were also found at the house in the Norcom Park area. In America, Eric and Lyle Menendez are expected back in a Los Angeles court today in a bid to persuade a judge to reduce their life sentences for the shotgun murders of their own parents. During blockbuster trials in the 1990s, prosecutors said the men killed Jose and Kitty Menendez in their luxury Beverly Hills home to get their hands on a $14 million fortune. But the boys claimed that they had acted in self-defense, striking first before their abusive and controlling father could kill them. The case has already led to various documentaries. And back home, if you are packing the car for an Easter break in KwaZulu-Natal,
an increase in traffic volumes is expected on the N3 toll route from around midday today. The congested traffic and likely delays, together with cold and possibly wet weather, may contribute to difficult driving conditions.
The N3 tollgate's Tanya Dugra says travellers are also urged to prepare for cold and wet conditions. Last year, motorists were stuck on the N3 in bitter cold conditions when a snowstorm hit on the eve of Easter. I'm Gerda de Souza net by die hoofnuus die uur. 'N ooggetuie vertel oor die voorval in Rivonia toe 'n bakkie bestuurder 'n ander man doodgery het.
I almost forgot. You know, going into a weekend, I always ask you what makes you happy. It's a Friday, but in this case, a Thursday. Mm. So, Thursday is my day. Donderdag is my dag. Hoekom? Laat my weet. 084-850-0942. Ons is skierige mense. Ons wil weet, bly by die huis. Gaan jy... Weet ons ook hele paar... There are a lot of sporting events happening on Easter weekend. Big rugby tournaments and stuff.
Yeah, URC is back from the... professional point of view, football continues, the Easter Schools Festivals, which I referred to. And I just mentioned the ones in Joburg, but through KZN, I know Limpopo has at least one that's just everywhere. Everywhere.
Big ones. And I encourage you, if you want to shout out to your team, schools, you're very welcome to do that as well, if that's what makes you excited about the long weekend.
Exactly.
Whatever it is, and drop me.
And what I love is we're going to see a lot of netball, hockey, and other sporting codes, and girls rugby as well. Looking forward to that.
Sure. What is the...